Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah Bennett Woods is brought to you by Indeed. Trouble hiring? Time to shift gears with Indeed. They go beyond the resume with over 135 skills tests that help candidates show their abilities on things like computer proficiency or customer service. Indeed skills tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
They got music trivia skills tests on there.
Ooh. I hear you're getting a little full of yourself. Tom, at least that's what Tom says.
Tom says he's getting a bit too cocky. Tom, I've lost one time in 3 months. Imagine a baseball team loses one game in 3 months. You think they're flying high?
Yeah.
Like the 2007 New England Patriots lost one time in 5 months.
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one time they lost.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we ever have a Super Bowl and I lose, I'll be less cocky.
We will get your streaming television recommendations from Craig Elston right after this check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline right now, and we are joined by Craig Elston, host of the Crossing Streams podcast and chief marketing officer of the now in the finals MASL San Diego Soccers. They made it, Woodsy.
Well, I know you just said Craig Elson was joining us. So is it Elson or Elston? Well, Which one is it?
I say it both ways. I think you can pronounce it however, right?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, you know, just don't call me late for dinner.
The tea is silent sometimes.
The tea is silent.
On Fridays, perhaps. Elson. The tea is silent. Congratulations, Craig, though, on the Soccers. I hear they're actually postponing the final so they can get some fans into the arena in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, a very COVID-only type decision that you'd make, right? But in context, it's very, very appropriate because the Soccers, as you mentioned, onto the MASL Ron Newman Cup Finals. They'll play the Ontario Fury from the Inland Empire, and Ontario will be the host site for the finals. So that's San Bernardino County. And they, having spoken, you know, county and state officials, they knew that on April 15th, the state was going to allow there to be fans inside the arena. So originally the finals were going to be game one today, games two and three on Sunday, and we just pushed it back 1 week. So a week from today, the 16th, and then a week from Sunday, the 18th, will be the dates of the Ron Newman Cup Finals. There's a limited number of tickets available. They've currently opened 500 per team. And our season ticket holders get priority, but you can go to sdsoccers.com/finals, fill out the form, and hopefully we will see you there at Toyota Arena up in Ontario.
Congratulations. Although all I'm looking for is a golden goal win and Craig going bananas on the call.
1,000%.
That's the only reason why I care, actually, at this point. So, Craig, let's get to the streaming television recommendations. What do we have this week?
While I'm hopefully very happy celebrating a cup, I will remember that it's whatever exuberance I show, that's what Ben cares.
That's what matters.
So I will make sure to hopefully fulfill that. Hopefully the team will as well. Yeah, let's get the three streaming recommendations for the weekend, guys. I'm going to start with one that came out on the HBO Max platform a week ago, which is Godzilla versus Kong. But as you know, and we've been touching on a number of these movies, right? Out in theaters now, you could go to a theater today and watch Godzilla vs. Kong, or you could watch it on HBO Max through April 30th. If you are somebody who's inclined to do it either way, Godzilla vs. Kong is 100% designed to be seen in a movie theater. You know, it's gigantic special effects. It's huge CGI stuff. It's, you know, Mecha Godzilla and Godzilla trashing Hong Kong. All of the things you'd expect in a big motion picture flick like this. But, you know, full disclosure, guys, that's not the kind of movie I usually go see. I haven't been to a theater in over a year. And if it wasn't on HBO Max, I probably wouldn't have watched Godzilla versus Kong. But I did. And, you know, if this movie gives you exactly what you should be expecting when you walk in. Get a big bowl of popcorn, gather the family around on the couch. The violence is all cartoonish. It's nothing that, you know, my 9-going-on-10-year-old fourth grader was able to watch without any fear or hesitance. And it's big, silly, goofy fun. You know, it's got actually a much better cast than you'd expect. A lot of people picking up checks from this movie. My favorite being Brian Tyree Henry of Atlanta, who plays a podcaster who is a hero in the movie, and I am here for that, guys.
The podcasting hero. Is the
amazing.
Hero.
Amazing. Look at this.
Just what podcasters needed. Yeah. There's a reason to have a bigger head.
Oh, God. That freaking new media.
Help them podcasters who help take down Mechagodzilla. Come
yeah,
on, let's.
Yeah. I assume the radio hosts are the bad guys.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially FM. I mean, like, you know, we gotta get rid of these guys. But listen, it's a fun movie. It's silly. It's extremely silly. So if you go in expecting anything realistic, of course you wouldn't go in to begin with. If it's the kind of movie you like, you're going to like it. It's better than I thought. Godzilla versus Kong. Watch Kong punch Godzilla. There's a magic axe. It's silly. It's fun.
Second recommendation. I actually saw some people tweeting about this, and it piqued my curiosity. A new HBO documentary, Woods, about QAnon.
I think this would make me sad.
There's some controversy
it's,
about this
Paulie
as well.
Watched it.
It is something.
Yeah, it's called Q Into the Storm, guys. 6-part documentary series. Final chapter came out this week. It will be actually the subject of next week's Crossing Streams podcast, where we'll have a deep dive with our favorite. We formerly worked with her together, Ben, Brooke Binkowski, back at Kogo. She'll be our guest.
The debunker.
Crossing Streams. Exactly. The key debunker of San Diego. So Q Into the Storm. It's an entertaining and lively documentary series. And that's what I want to lead with talking about this, because I think you said it kind of a subject like, oh man, do I even want to watch this? You know, but you probably should
yeah.
because we're talking about a movement that percolated online from 2017 right through the attempt to, you know, the attempted insurrection on January 6th and an attempt to usurp power. In the United States government. But it started with guys with a server in the Philippines, you know, trying to create a free speech forum called 8chan. So this is a deep dive. It was created by a man named Cullen Hoback, who's an internet privacy advocate. And I think the way he approached this subject was very interesting and allowed him to create a very good documentary, because he initially came at it from the internet privacy standpoint of like, hey, I don't agree with what these guys are saying, but I don't know that this type of speech should be censored. You know, let me take a look into it. Let me explore, like, who are the people behind this and what's going on. And in doing so, he got an unusual amount of cooperation from people very deep inside what you would call the QAnon movement, which really is an anonymous person posting on a little used other than for right-wingers message board that is then transformed into this entire gigantic industry of conspiracy. And I truly mean industry of conspiracy. It is fascinating, this documentary series, but it's also lively. It's produced at a nice pace. It's entertaining. There's a lot of light elements to it, in addition to what is very entertaining, but also scary as hell. So Q Into the Storm, definitely worth taking the dive. And we're about halfway down the rabbit hole right now, and next Tuesday coming out with a podcast all about it.
You know, guys, it's probably a bit more serious of a topic than one we usually get into on this show, but I really feel like this is one of the most interesting debates of our time. I'm a huge free speech,
yep.
you know, anti-censorship person. At the same time, the idea of how much damage can be done when enough people get convinced of something that isn't like factually true, that they are misled by something, and then you start making decisions on, you know, incorrect facts, and it just gets out of control, and people get so dug into their opinions and they can't be convinced that something that they believe is true is now no longer true. There's real damage and harm that is coming from that as well. But, I mean, you can't just say, okay, we need to have someone who decides what's true and what's not true, and that's all you guys get to see. So that's not the answer. It's a very interesting debate here, Craig.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are diving into these gigantic, weighty societal issues, right? Because I think we all agree that you don't want to have one gatekeeper or even a series of individualized gatekeepers that are determining what's, proper speech and what's not. But at the same time, what we need is a healthy respect of actual truth and of news organizations and journalists who work toward finding that truth. And what really is tough for our society is differentiating what is real content with what is deliberate disinformation and conspiratorial content. And that, honestly, sucked a good portion of our country down a rabbit hole the last couple of years. So if you want to know why and how, Cue Into the Storm is going to give you a lot of that roadmap. And it is very interesting, but like you said, a very weighty thing to chew upon.
All right, last up, number three today, Craig.
All right, let's go. Our number one recommendation spot today, and it goes to Invincible, which is a series airing weekly on Amazon Prime. The fifth episode out of eight of the original season just dropped. I've watched the first four. This is an adaptation of Robert Kirkman's superhero series for Image Comics. Now, do either of you guys remember the name Robert Kirkman?
No.
He is the creator of The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew I heard it somewhere. Now I remember watching those episodes. Yeah, created by Robert Kirkman right at the end of the credits.
Right. So Robert Kirkman was the comic book creator of The Walking Dead, an incredible, incredible comic book series, which has been, of course, adapted for the last 10, 11 seasons into an AMC show that's been the most popular show in AMC history. Simultaneous to or even a little before The Walking Dead, Robert Kirkman wrote a different book called Invincible, which is his take on the superhero genre. He wrote it from 2002 to 2018, 144 books. And now this has been adapted into an animated series on Amazon Prime. And I think the superhero genre is possibly the most cluttered in the American marketplace right now in terms of pop culture. It feels like there's superhero stuff on us every month. Of course, Marvel's releasing all these new live action series. And so you may wonder, why would I put Invincible in the top recommendation slot here on Ben and Woods? And the answer is the story. It's because Robert Kirkman brings it. What Robert Kirkman did with both The Walking Dead and Invincible is he took a genre that was familiar, right? Zombies, superheroes, but then you put stakes into it. You make it less cartoonish, even though it is animated, you make it more impactful. You know, when a superhero punches, something's going to break. You know, when people get zapped by the lasers of the aliens, they're going to fall. And it's not the cartoonish violence that you get. It gets really heavy. So my recommendation for anyone watching Invincible is watch the opening pilot all the way to the end. Because the first 35, 40 minutes of it, you'll be like, okay, this is a really traditional story, and I have no idea why Craig recommended it to me. And then you'll watch the last 10 minutes, and you'll say, oh, now I get it. One last note on this. The show is rated TV-18 for a reason. Yes, it's animated. Yes, it's superheroes. No, it is not for children at all. But this is a show with an incredible voice acting cast, starting with J.K. Simmons, Steven Yeun, Sandra Oh, Steven Yeun from The Walking Dead, J.K. Simmons' counterpart, Farmers Insurance guy, Sandra Oh, Killing Eve, just filling in those blanks for you out there. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's got an incredible voice acting cast. Mahershala Ali joins the cast for this next upcoming episode. Really high-level script, really high-level story. And honestly, very entertaining. Is it somewhat similar to other things you might have watched before? Yes, but those things were copying Invincible, not the other way around. A really inventive, original superhero story. Got coming of age in it, and it's also got some real dark corners. Give it a look. Let me know what you think.
You're a really inventive superhero, Craig Elson. And we love you.
Yeah.
My superpower is bringing information to the masses.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you, brother.
As always, have a good weekend.
Okay, talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend, pal.
Craig on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. Did you ever watch The Walking Dead?
No, I didn't.
I did. I watched a few seasons of it. I got into it for a while and then, you know, just some point lost interest.
It's like Dexter. I watched Dexter for a couple and then I just lost it.
Do you know the one word that never appears in The Walking Dead?
Ooh.
Zombie.
I would guess zombie. Dawn.
They don't ever say zombie.
They do say
walkers.
Dawn?
They might say the D word.
What's the D word?
The D word. Dogs and dog lovers. Speaking of words, we're a couple minutes away from our first Grand Slam. Code word of the day. Quick update on the Masters here, Woods. Justin Rose has kind of had a little up and down start after his 7-under 65 yesterday. Bogeyed the first hole, birdied the second hole, bogeyed the fourth hole. So he is at 6-under. His lead, still 3 shots. Only kind of a couple guys on the course who have made a move forward. Bernd Wiesberger started the day at 2-over.
Great.
Shot a 31 on the front, 5-under. So he is now at 3-under and tied for second. Mark Leishman, who was had a great front nine yesterday, then gave it all back on the back nine and shot an even par, is back to 3-under as well. He's 3-under through his first 6 holes. So he's tied with Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama, all in second place at 3-under par. Tyrrell Hatton with a birdie to get to 2-under. And then not too many other people on the course yet.
Yep.
Bryson DeChambeau just teed off. He started the day 4-over. So
oh, my God. He got
some work to do.
He had a rough one. Are the Masters gods ever going to forgive him for saying that he sees Augusta as a par 67?
I don't think so.
They're never going to forget. He should be out doing ceremonies on the 18th green at night to shake the Masters gods because he just gets killed.
Man. Every time I saw him out on the course yesterday, he was blasting it into the pine straw.
Yeah, he's in the garbage.
The trees every single time.
I relate to that so very, very much.
They don't call it the garbage, though, at Augusta. You get kicked off the course. They call it the garbage.
They throw you out.
The pine straw is what you call it.
Pardon me.
It's off hitting off the pine straw, Woodsy.
Pardon me, Augustans.
All right, it is time for our first Grand Slam giveaway code word of the day. This hour's word is fame. Text FAME to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in at 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. We got 1 hour left. Means flubs of the week. It's a Friar Friday. We'll be talking with Wayne Kirby, the first base coach for the San Diego Padres. He'll make his Ben and Woods debut coming up at 8:35. But coming up next, first of all, did the Padres perhaps dodge a bullet with one of the players they didn't sign in this offseason?
Two bullets.
Get to that. Two bullets, Wood says. Plus, some unanswered questions as they get ready to head on to this road trip against the Texas Rangers and the Pittsburgh Pirates starting this afternoon at 5:05 from Globe Life Field with Joe Musgrove on the mound. It's all coming up. Last hour of the week of Ben and Woods. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.